All right, good evening. Hope you're all doing well. Today we are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Gimel. And tomorrow morning, Mir Tashem, I'm going to be recording a shir for you, Daf Nun Dalad. I have to see exactly how much I'm going to accomplish between now and then. I'll let you know. I was hoping to learn more today, but my schedule didn't allow for it. So here we go. We're on Nun Beis Amud Beis at the two dots toward the bottom, about 15 lines from the bottom. We had said in our Mishnah, what we were talking about was coins that had been worn down a little bit. In Shabbos, in our discussion on Shabbos, we were discussing at what point does the thinning of a coin trigger the halachos of onah. We had a three-way machlokes tanaim. Rav Meir said 1/24, which is a minute amount. Rav Yehuda said 1/12, and Rav Shimon said 1/6. We paskin like Rav Shimon that it's 1/6 throughout both the coin world and the non-coin world. Nevertheless, that's the machlokes. And the end of the Mishnah there kind of took a little jump and said that when it comes to the world of Meiser Sheni, Eino Choshesh, and anyone who says that there's a problem, that person is a Nefesh Ra. Amar of Papa, Shmamina, Haiman Demoki Mazuze, someone who's very particular about the Zuze, about the monies that are used for Meiser Sheni, Mikri Nefesh Ra. If you're being particular about the coins, you shouldn't be. And if you are being particular, you're called a Nefesh Ra. Hani Mili, when are you called a Nefesh Ra? That's only Hu Desagilu, when the coins are still reasonable to be used for currency. If they're reasonable to be used for currency, for Meiser Sheni purposes, and you're like, no, I want it to be shiny, I want it to be perfect, I want it to not be worn down 1/24th, too bad, bro. You just got to get over it. Nothing for you to be upset about, and you would be a Nefesh Ra. And in fact, and this next line will be the reason why we have the next Amud of Gemara. The Amar Chizkia, Bala Porta, if a person wants to make change from money, Porta Bishavia, that when it comes to making change from coins that have been worn down, your porta bishavia. Let's say that I had a sella, and the sella was worn down to 3/4 of a sella. It's not no longer full. So then, your porta bishavia, you can equate your change with 3/4 of a sella. It's kind of like those scales at Jewel. You pick up a couple pieces of things that are sold by weight, let's say zucchinis. You take 3/4 of them, you put them in there, the scale tips a little bit, and then you can ballpark it. You know, then they'll bring it up to the scale and they'll charge you. So over here, you take your coin, you put it on the scale. It's not a full sell, it's 3/4 of a sell. So then I can be mefaret, I can cash out at 3/4 of a sell. However, and this line will require some commentary, balechalala, if you're going to do meiser sheni, be mechalel, meiser sheni onto a coin, mechalel of a yofe. It seems over here that we treat the coin as though it's a full coin, which is a little unique because meiser sheni, we don't want to be mezalzel and Meister Shani will have to analyze it. So says the Gemara, Maiko Amar. What does that mean that when we say Balachalala, Mechalala B'yofa, that by Meister Shani, we could be Mechalal? So says the Gemara, Achikomar, Afa Pishak, Shabala Porta, Porta B'shavya, Shi Mechalala, Mechalala B'yofa, that even though you're right, we make a distinction. Even though when it comes to cashing out, we just do it by weight, when it comes to Meister Shani, we can treat the coins as though they are as they initially were. Even though that seller used to be 3/4, used to be whole, and now it's 3/4, we treat it as though it's whole. So the Gemara says the obvious question, the Mamer, the Sever Chizke, the Masal Zalinon, the Meiser Sheni, Mecha Tesi, that you could do such a thing, that you could have Meiser Sheni money being treated in the wrong way. You're cashing it out, you're transferring its Kedusha onto a coin that we're saying is a seller, but really is 3/4 of a seller. That's a zilzul to Meiser Sheni, that's not right. So after all, how can you say that? V'ha Amar Chizkia, Chizkia says, Meiser Sheni, She'ein Bo Shava Pruta, if you have a very small amount of Meiser Sheni, it's less than a Shava Pruta, we are talking about, let's say, 1 carat. It's worth a few pennies, right? So then, Omer, Hu V'chom Shemuchulal Al Maos Harishonos. Then we say, retroactively, that this Meiser Sheni that's less than a Shava Pruta, it goes back to the chilul that I did on day one with the far majority of the Meiser Sheni that I had. Yes, I left over this. I didn't realize the carrot, whatever it was. But we can just say retroactively, it goes back on the original chilul. We're going to be discussing this at length today. Why is this? What are you supposed to do? It's not a perfect science. You're transferring over Meiser Sheni onto a coin. It's just the math isn't perfect. Are you weighing the leaves? Are you weighing the stems? The stem is, you ever have that when you're like buying a red pepper and the stem is like way longer than you want? You kind of want to cut it because you pay by weight. So how does it work by Meiser? It's so hard to make everything align when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni. So the Gemara says, So the Gemara says it's impossible. So therefore, we have to relearn that line of Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah had said that Bala Porta Porta Bishavya, that if I'm going to cash out my worn down sella, which is now only 3/4 of a sella, then I only get its own weight in whatever other coin I need. But we had said that when it came to chilul, that you can do chilul yafeh. So says the Gemara, my be yafeh. What did he mean? It couldn't mean what we thought he meant. So the Gemara says, betoras yafeh. The trei zile lo mezal zalinan be. No, we treat it exactly like it needs to. Betoras yafeh. We treat it by its own weight, actually. Because the trei zile lo mezal zalinan, meaning there aren't going to be two kulas that we give by transferring Ma'aser Sheni on a worn down coin. Yes, we'll allow you to use the worn down coin. We will. But we won't treat the value of the worn down coin as it initially was, a full sella, but rather we'll treat it as though it was what it was, 3/4 of a sella. So one kula, yes, we can use the coin for Ma'aser Sheni. That is lacking, but we cannot give it a value more than it is in its own weight. And now we're going to, that's our end of our small sugya for today. And now we're going to be learning a longer sugya about this odd line of Chizkiyah. And the Gemara brings it again, Gufa, 5 lines from the bottom of Nun Beis Mid Beis. Let's continue learning. Amar Chizkiyah, Ma'aser Sheni, Shein Bo Shavapruta. When we have Ma'aser Sheni, I've already been Mefaret, I've already cashed out my Ma'aser Sheni onto a coin, and then I find one more carat, it's worth 3 cents, below the threshold of Shavapruta. What am I supposed to do? Omer, what should I say? Who? This item, Vichom Sho, and any Chomesh that comes about, Mechulal al Maus HaRishon, it all goes back to the initial Maus from last week when I was Mechal onto the Ma'aser Sheni. Why Lefi Sheyev Shalal Adam Letzam Tzimoso? And this is what we're going to question, which is why is it that Chizkiyah says we have this odd, like grouping the lone carrot with all of its other carrots that were Mechulal a couple of days ago? How does this work? Meisvei, the Gemara asks a question from a Braisa. This is a Mishnah, actually, from Maseches Chala, also in Bikurim, also in Chagiga, which means we've seen this before. HaTruma veHaBikurim, when it comes to Truma and Bikurim, Chayav Aleihem Misa, what does that mean, Chayav Aleihem Misa? Rashi, end of the second line, end of the last of the 2 lines, Chayav Aleihem Misa, Zar, O Kohen Tamei, HaOchel B'mezid. If a person is a Zar, or there's a Kohen Tamei, and they ate Truma or Bikurim when they shouldn't have, and they did so B'mezid, they are Chayav Aleihem Misa. I shared this idea today at a bris. They were asking about, because they have someone in their family who's due next week or this week, whatever, the bris is going to fall out on the second day of Yontif. And she's like, well, what if, can we do it on the second day of Yontif because it's convenient? And I said, no, halacha would say that that's completely usur. But when it's the 8th day, it's completely a mitzvah. Here's the same thing. If a healthy kohen eats the truma, mitzvah deraisa. A kohen who's tameh, he eats it, isur deraisa. The extremes, the polarity is unbelievable in halacha. I don't think there's another system like that where the same exact maisa, the same exact action is viewed in such opposite ways. It's unbelievable. Anyways, if a person, this braisa, this mishnah reads that if a person is eating truma or bikurim when they should in their chayv misa vichomesh, then that person who did so would be obligated to pay a chomesh, the asurim lazarim and pasha, that it would not be allowed for a zar to eat v'hein nichse koin. This we will soon see. If you look at Rashi, v'hein nichse koin lekadesh ben ha'isha mash'enkin b'maiser, that over here the kohen can get married with truma, which is not true by other items. The hair of Shemesh, that if a person is tame and they went to the mikvah in the middle of the day, they have to wait till the sun sets to actually partake. These are halachos apply with truma and bikurim. And then here's the line for us, mashe ein kein b'maiser. But this doesn't apply to the world of maiser. We're on nun gimel amud aleph, 4 lines down. How is this Akasha on the statement of Chizkiyah? Let's review. Chizkiyah said at the bottom of the page that if you find that one carrot that's less than a Shavapruta, we just assume that it was already Mechulal. You don't need to do anything else. It's already part of a Chilul. It's already part of the transfer that already took place. So says the Gemara. We just said all these halachos about Truman Bikurim, and we said Ma'ashein Kin B'Maiser. Asks the Gemara, Mai, what does it mean when the Braisa says Ma'ashein Kin B'Maiser? Lav, doesn't this imply Mechlal de Maiser Batel Beruba? Well, what did we say? We said that that Truman Bikurim is Chayav. I mean, so all these halachos, but it says that the rules are different by Maiser. So maybe we should say that unlike Truma, which we know is Batel at a much higher ratio, 1 to 100, so then if that's the case, maybe what we're saying is that Maiser is Batel Berov, 51%, 2/3, but not 1 in 100, not 1 in 200. So to this says the Gemara that if we do say batel berov, v'im isa d'chizkiyah, if in fact Chizkiyah is right, that we need to retroactively at least treat this one lone carrot as the item that was mechulal in the past, havale davar sheyesh lo matirin. If that's true, then we can't say batel berov, because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. All we have to do with this carrot that's less than a shava pruta is make sure that it was paid off. But according to this brisa, this mishnah, I should say, it seems to be that it's batel berov. But you're not allowed to use the principle of batel berov when it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Allow me to explain. A davar sheyesh lo matirin is like chametz, right? We sold our chametz. Chametz right now is an iser do, well, as of tomorrow during the day. Chametz as of tomorrow will be an iser do raisa for a person to eat with no exceptions. However, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So let's say I have a very expensive bottle of chametz whiskey, $500, $1,000. So right now I can't touch it. It's not mine. Even if I find it and I can cover it, I can't touch it. But it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. If I did bittel and then I really don't own it, then it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. When there's something that's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, you're not allowed to have any bittel. So the Gemara says that Chizkiyah doesn't make sense. Chizkiyah wants to say that we're going to say that it's mutter because we're retroactively saying that it's attached to the previous chilul. But the Braisa says, the Mishnah and Maseches Chala says that it's a batel berov. So it seems that Chizkiyah must be wrong. We're on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, seven lines down. Says the Gemara, no, you've made a diuk in the Mishnah and Chala that's incorrect. Umimayde, quote, Masha'ein kan b'maiser. How do you know that when our Mishnah says Masha'ein kan b'maiser, that it means the batel beruba? You made that up. Hechatesi. Dilma, perhaps lo batel klal. Maybe really it's the same exact thing as what Chizkiyah is saying, is that maybe truma is batel in whatever ratio truma is batel, but perhaps over here by our case that we're dealing with Chizkiyah, that in regards to Meister Sheni, maybe there's no batel at all, and this Mishnah is a raya for Chizkiyah. Maybe. Says the Gemara, no. Lo matis amris tahachi. You cannot say that there's no bittel here. Dilagabe truma, chumra de truma ktani, kule de truma loktani. Because if you look in the Brisa, in the Mishnah, I should say, that we started at the bottom of Nun Beis Mid Beis, we quoted a truma vabi kurin, and we said a whole bunch of strict things. We said, derchaib misa for, derchaib chomesh, derchaib surin lazarim, says the Gemara. So therefore, if that's a chumra, it has to be that we're dealing with similar things. It has to be that we're dealing with similar items. So we said that the bittel is 1 in 100. It has to be that Masha'in came to Maestro. It has to be talking about bittel also, says the Gemara. First of all, our Mishnah is not only talking about happy things, happy and positive things. It's not only talking about kulos. I'm not only talking about chumras, excuse me. Third of the way down on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. After all, Gaktani, it says in this Mishnah about Bikurim and Truma, Vehei Nichse Kohen. And as I shared with you, excuse me, from the Rashi, we said that a Kohen is allowed to get married with Truma, which is a kula. And so therefore, lo sal kadaitach, you can't assume that there's no bittel berov, because after all, when it comes to truma and bikurim, we have an explicit brisa that teaches us about rov. Says the Gemara as follows, the Tanya Behedja, we have a brisa black on white. Maaser sheni bittel beruba. Wow. So maybe that means that when we learned the line of Masha'en Kein B'Maiser from the Mishnah and Chala, the one that began at the bottom of Din Beis Mid Beis, perhaps we learned it properly. And if that's true, then we have another kasha again on Chizkiyah, because this still says batel berov, but according to Chizkiyah, it should be a davar sheyesh lo matirin. And if it's davar sheyesh lo matirin, there's no batel berov. So kasha and Chizkiyah, because the brisa doesn't make sense. But let's first finish the brisa. Uveiza meiser sheni sham. What type of meiser sheni were we talking about? Where we said that there's batel berov, it must be, says the Gemara, one of two things: b'meiser shein bo shava pruta, v'shenichnas Yerushalayim v'yatza. There's two cases where we say that there's batel berov of meiser sheni. One is our case. One is our case where you have less than a shava pruta of Maaser Sheni. So that really rounds out the question against Chizkiyah. And lastly, when it's nichnas into Yerushalayim and Yatza. Now, v'im isa l'dechizkiyah, if Chizkiyah was right, le'avad le'dechizkiyah, v'nichel le'almos harishonos. If Chizkiyah is right, forget batel berov. You're not allowed to use batel berov when you have davar sheyesh lo matirin. Go be mechalal on the same coins that you were mechalal before. How does Chizkiyah stem with the Brisa? Chizkiyah wants to say that when we have a suffik, not a suffik, when we have Maaser Sheni that's less than a Shava Pruta, he wants to say you need to be Mechalal. But the Brisa says, the Mishnah says, you need to be doing bitul berov. Those two things are astira. So the Gemara says, the lo parik, says the Gemara, perhaps this Bryce is talking about where there was no initial piruk, there was no initial chilul. Says the Gemara, okay, then do it now. V'nesi meiser de'isle v'nitztarfinu. Maybe we should combine the shava pruta that we just found with everything else that we have yet to be mechalal. Says the Gemara, you can't do that because do'raisu d'rabbanu lo mitztarfe, an important principle in meiser sheni, that I can't take a din do'raisa status of truma and be mechalal it with a din d'rabbanu status of truma. Each of them have to be in their own statuses. V'nesi d'mai. Okay, let's include... let's include the pachos mishava pruta with vegetables that are demai for meiser sheni, which is safek muusar, safek lo muusar. Says the Gemara, no, dilma asi la asuye vadai. That's not going to work because maybe you'll end up combining demai with vadai, which is the same problem that we had before, which is del rais and derabonon. Then says the Gemara, and this is a very difficult line of the Gemara that requires some time and some rishonim, and then which we're not going to do. Says the Gemara, v'nesi shte prutos. Maybe what we should do is bring two prutos, two separate coins. Remember, prutos, if you, they're not even on our sheet. They're like the lowest of the low. They're the shava prutos, the lowest. It's the penny, right? It's the least valuable coin. Maybe we should say, bring two coins. V'nechala lalayhu meiser bepruto mechza. We should take the meiser, which is deoraisa, and put it on the pruto mechza, one and a half of the two prutos. V'nechala lhai, and that which is the meiser sheni, which is pachos mishava pruto, we should be v'chala that al hechisera, on the extra little half of a pruto. Says the Gemara, that doesn't work. Misabres pruto mechza tafsish te prutos. Mechatesi. Who says that that your breakdown would work? You have meiser sheni deoraisa and meiser sheni derabonon. And you have two prutos. Who says that your model is going to work? After all, the Gemara says, lo, it doesn't work. Pruta tafsa pruta. It's just a one-to-one ratio. You can't do halfsies. V'chatzi pruta lo tafsa. When you have half of a pruta, your meiser sheni is only worth a shava pruta. It's only worth pachos mishava pruta. Then you can't be mechalal that onto a coin. And hadar havile do raisu d'rabbanu d'raisu d'rabbanu lo mitzarfe. We run into the same problem again. So still, we're still a little bit stuck with Chizkia, how he stems with the Mishnah from Chala. Because again, Chizkia wants to say we need to be Mechalel, the Meiser Sheni that's Pachos Mishav Pruta, but the Braisa wants to say that it's Batel Beruv. So the Gemara says, fine, you don't want to bring a Pruta? No problem. Venesi Isar, perhaps we could bring a higher level coin. The Isar, if you look on our sheet from yesterday, was the lowest coin that we discussed. And there are, what did we say? There are 96 isarim in a sell. It's basically a ratio of penny to dollar, right? It's an insignificant coin. So the Gemara says, maybe we can still bring an isar. It's greater than a pruto. We don't have to worry about partial pruto, shava pruto. We're fine. It's more money. Says the Gemara, no, dilma, asi le asuye prutos. We're afraid that if you're already dealing with the pennies, you might deal with the nickels. You're already dealing with the prutos. You might, isarim, you might deal with the prutos, and that's going to be a problem. And then says the Gemara, wait 1 second. V'shenichnas Yerushalayim v'yotza. I don't understand the case. If there was Meiser Sheni that was brought into Yerushalayim and then was brought out, Chizkiah, what are you talking about? V'amai. V'le hadar v'ne aile. Bring it back to Yerushalayim. Why are we trying to be mechalal lit at all? If it's Meiser Sheni that belongs in Yerushalayim, turn around and bring it back to Yerushalayim. I went outside on my porch today. There was a bunch of eggs cracked on the deck. I said to my child, turn around and go clean up your mess. So when you see your Meister Sheni that was brought into Yerushalayim, becomes Meister Sheni, and then they walk out, turn around and go give it right back. Why are we talking about Bittel and Chilo? Go do your job. Go bring it back. So the Gemara says, you can't. Bishanitma. The Meister Sheni became Tame. You can't bring it back. Says the Gemara, so fine. So then Vinifrike, then maybe we should solve this problem. Damar Rebelazar, Minayin the Meister Sheni, Shanitma, Shepodinoso. We can be Pode. How would we know that this is true? And top of Nun Gimel Amud Beis, we'll be heading until the fourth, fifth line from the bottom, and then we'll stop. Afilu b'Yerushalayim. This is true even in Yerushalayim, namely that we can even have Tamei Meiser Sheni Yerushalayim. Zog the Gemara Shneimar Kilo Suchal Seiso. What does the word Seiso mean? Ve'ein Seiso La Achila. When it's inedible, right? Velo Suchal Seiso, meaning you can't eat it. How do we know that the word Seis is connected to food? Shneimar Vayisa Masas Me'es Pono. Ayin Shaman the Psukim. So says the Gemara, what must be the case? Ela be lakuach bekesef meiser sheni. We're not talking about the meiser sheni anymore. We're talking about an item that was purchased with the meiser sheni. It says the Gemara, still, lakuach bekesef meiser nami lifrike. You can still be poda that food, even though it's indirect. It was purchased with the money from meiser sheni. It's not. Halokeach bekesef meiser sheni shenit. Mayifta, you can still be poda. Well, so then what is going on in our case over here? We have the Braisa over here, which we saw in the middle of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. That Braisa, which was a third of the way down, it told us that if you were v'nichnas Yerushalayim v'yotza, that in such a case, that is batel b'rov. Why is it batel b'rov? Why is it shouldn't be batel at all? You should just be mafarik, like the Gemara says. That's what the psukim say. So says the Gemara, Kareb Yehuda da Amar Yikaver. You're right. In general, according to that shita, that would work. Kareb Yehuda holds it has to be buried. He holds that it can't be solved in that way, and therefore the regular rules don't apply. Says the Gemara, Ireb Yehuda, and it became tamei, and you have to bury it. Then why did the Braisa give a weird case? My iria yatza. Who cares if it was nichnas Yerushalayim and then yatza? Reb Yehuda holds that when it becomes tamei, it gets buried. Forget about piruk. Forget about bittul baro. Forget about chilum. It's done for. When Meiser Sheni becomes tamei, it gets buried. So says the Gemara, Ela le'olam b'tahor. You're right. Really, we're talking about Meiser Sheni that's still tahor. Umay yatza, what are we talking about when it's yatza? A very unique case, which is complicated. Denafel mechitzos, where the walls of Yerushalayim fell. Now, normally, Meiser Sheni has to be brought into the walls of Yerushalayim. If it's not, then it's not in the right location. Yerushalayim has a definition of those walls. What if the walls fall down? So says
and
the Gemara.
No,
we don't have Maaser and Trumos Midoraisa without a Beis Hamikdash. But it,
that's what happens when the wall fall down.
What?
But that's what happens when the wall fall down.
What? I don't understand.
Walls fall down, there's no Beis Hamikdash.
Well, it's really the walls of the city.
No, not the walls of the Beis Hamikdash. Yeah, it's the city. It's the city limits.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't know if it's old city walls. I don't know.
I don't know.
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't think. I mean, they are very vintage walls. We know that historically. No.
No, the one. Those are by Suleiman. The ones that when you first walk in.
The one that's all around the yeah. Those are relatively. I thought they were older than that. I didn't know that. We do know Herod. I mean, some of his architecture is still by the Beis Hamikdash. Mm-hmm. You can see some archways when you're inside the tunnel by the Kosel. You can actually see an archway that they. It's incredible. Just the architecture, just the this is brilliant.
Down there. I remember this feeling, kissing the wall.
Yeah.
Intense.
Next level. That's the next level. Okay, so what's the case of Nafal b'mechitza? Says the Gemara, Be'amar Rabba mechitza le'echol de'oraisa. We need the walls in order to enable eating. However, mechitzos liklot de'rabbanon. But in order to make sure it's in the right place, we're fine. Midrabbanan, that still works. When the rabbis made gzera, that's only when there are walls. There was no gzera of the rabbanan. So that means even in a case where there are mechitzos, you can still be poda. So says the Gemara, no, you can't. Lo plug rabbanan ben isnu lemechitzos ben les lemechitzos. You're not allowed to because when the walls are down, when the walls are up, lo plug rabbanan, we're makbet that it's not the right place. He said, you misunderstood the Braisa, I should say, the Gemara's first presentation of the Braisa in the middle of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, the one where it speaks about this case of Yerushalayim, was actually not two cases. Look at the different language over here. We had said originally, Maaser Sheni She'ein Bo Shava Pruta, and the Shenichnas Yerushalayim V'yot, we treated them as two cases. So over here, Rav Huna says, you guys got it all wrong. One little letter Vav changes the whole thing. We're a third of the way down. Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Ma'aser Sheni She'en Bo Shava Pruta Shenichnas Yerushalayim Yatza. We have a dual factor here. We're talking about something that's Eino Shava Pruta that was Nichnas Yerushalayim and Yatza. Amai, says the Gemara. Okay, why would we be in this problem? V'nehadar v'nei live v'nechle. Bring it into Yerushalayim, and you should take care of it. You're good. You can eat it. What's wrong with it? Said the Gemara, on that new understanding of the Braisa. From Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, where we say Ma'aser Sheni She'ein Bo Shava Pruta She'nichnas Yerushalayim Yatza, that's Denafel Mechitzos. Now we're going to see a lot of different repetitive questions because they're all the same questions. V'nifrikei, why don't we redeem it? Amar Rava. After all, what did we learn? We learned about the Mechitza Lechol Do Rai. So for eating, it's fine. Mechitza Liklo Do Rabban. Mechigaz Rabban Kisin Lechitzos. Kilat Lechitzos Lo Gazir Rabbanon. So the Gemara says exactly like it did before. Lo Plug Rabbanon. There are no kulas over here. Not allowed to eat this food. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, I don't understand. If what you're saying is that the case is Maaser Sheni She'en Bo Shava Pruta Shenichnas Yerushalayim V'yatza, and if what you're saying is that we hold the plug rabbanon, then Ma'aser She'en Bo Shava Pruta. Who cares about if it's Shava Pruta? Even if it's a Shava Pruta or more, it doesn't matter. The halachos would be exactly the same. Lo plug rabbanon, nothing changes. Says the Gemara, Lo mi boya kamar. The Gemara is teaching us a chiddush. Lo mi boya yesh bo de kalton le mechitzos. I don't need you to tell me. that when there is a shava pruta, that the walls will be kaltan, that the walls will accept them. Aval, perhaps I might have thought that einbo, that if it wasn't a shava pruta, ema lo kaltu le mechitzos kamash b'man. Whatever klita would have taken place when the walls were up, right? The klita, that still applies even when it's einbo shava pruta. That's why we needed to teach that case. Tanu Rabbanon, the rabbis teach us in a braisa, 15 lines from the bottom, 3/4 of the way down. Tanu Rabbanon, where the psukim, the pasuk reads, "Ve'im go'ol yigal ish mima'asro chamishiso Yosef olav." The Gemara says, makes a funky diuk, mima'asro, velo kol ma'asro. Not every type of ma'aser is included in regular ma'aser. What's excluded? Ma'aser sheni. Prat la ma'aser sheni, shein bo shava pruto. So now let's take a look at this discussion. Itmar, Rav Ami Omar Einbo. Rav Ami says that in this brisa, what we're talking about is Einbo, that we're talking about where the principle does not have, that the Maaser Sheni itself is not worth a Shava Pruta. We're comparing in the Pasuk the discussion of Hu v'ma'asro, the item itself, Hu v'chamishiso, the item itself and the Chomesh that you'd have to pay. So the Gemara says, Rav Ami says, what we're talking about is where even the principle of the item over here does not have a shava pruta, and Ravasi Amar, no, we're only talking about the chomesh that isn't a shava pruta of ein b'chomsho. So Ravami says we're talking about the ma'aser sheni itself that it doesn't have a shava pruta. Ravasi says that we're talking only about the chomesh of it is less than a shava pruta, but that the ma'aser sheni does have enough. The Gemara says the same machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan Amar ein bo just like Rav. And Rish Lakish, Rav Shimon Lakish, Amar Ein B'chom Sho, just like Rav Yochanan. So now let's ask Akasha. And then with this, we'll basically end 5 lines from the bottom of the page. Meisvei, we have a brisa. Meiser Sheni Shein Bo Shava Pruta. We saw this already. If you have Meiser Sheni that does not have a Shava Pruta, so it's just a couple of pennies. Dayo Sheyomar, it's better that you can just say, Hu V'chom Sho Mechulal Al Ma'os HaRishonos. This is very, very similar to the Shita of Chizkiah. And that is that you can just take your very, very small amount of Maaser Sheni and you can dayo. It's enough to just say that they both apply to the Ma'os Rishonos, so to your first chilul that you did when you first did most of your field. Says the Gemara, which shita does this work like? Does this work like the Rav and Rav Yochanan model, where the Maaser Sheni itself doesn't have a Shava Pruta, but the Chomesh does? Or, correct. Or is this like Rav Asi and Rav Shimon, that the Maaser Sheni does not have a Shava Pruta and the Chomesh and the Chomesh doesn't have a Shava Pruta? So says the Gemara, Bishlam Alaman to Amar Ein Bechom Sho, that the Chomesh doesn't have a Shava Pruta. Hainu Diktani Dayo, then I understand why we say Dayo. Da'af al gav debidi dey isbe. Even though with the Maaser Sheni itself, we needed a Chiddush. The Dayo needs to teach me a Chiddush. Kevin de Bechom Sho, like a Shapir. There's a Chiddush there. However, but according to the Shita that says Einbo, both the Maaser Sheni and the Chomesh don't have a Shava Pruta, then there is no Chiddush. My Dayo. Dayo, the language of Dayo, like, Dayo, that's something, you've got to teach me something new. But if nothing is worth a Shava Pruta, then that's not a Chiddush. So we're going to stop right here at the word Kasha because we don't know an answer to this question. And tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, I'll do at least an amud, hopefully more. I'll probably just give a shir after one of the chakrases, but I'll keep you posted tonight as to what the schedule is. But we'll stop right here, wishing you all a beautiful night.